Well, I guess it's me. It's not anybody else. It's me in sports. And if we're going to talk sports, well, the first thing we have to talk about is a guy that completed his third no-hitter of his career.
Ground ball to third. Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander. Another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career. His third career no-hitter. One of six in the history of the game with three or more, and his second here at the Rogers Center.
Now, here's the interesting thing about his third no-hitter. If any of you have been following this guy's career, he might I say, could have had at least two or three more where he tossed basically one-hit games that could have been late into the games no-hitters. I mean, the man is absolutely unbelievable. To watch. Just absolutely unbelievable. So congratulations to Justin Verlander, who appeared to be washed up in Detroit. Houston picked him up, and he's been solid gold. Solid gold since then. Absolutely amazing. Now, on the other hand, that's the second best team in Major League Baseball. Right now, record-wise, the best team in Major League Baseball is the Yankees. And how did they do yesterday? In the ninth inning, they had back-to-back home runs to tie the game. And also, those home runs won the game.
Team never gives up. And you also have a bullpen with Oakland, who has seen this scene before, blowing saves. Now 26 of them.
And the payoff. Driven deep to right center field. See ya! They've done it again! Mike Ford walks it off. A pinch hit, game-winning home run. And the Yankees come all the way back and win this one 5-4.
What a moment for Mike Ford to sit on the bench for eight innings and have to go up to the plate against one of the best relievers in the American League and have a walk-off home run, his 10th of the year.
I mean, pretty amazing stuff, right? Pretty amazing stuff with the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. Absolutely. It's just when you look at it, you just say to yourself, how is this even possible the way they do this? Well, anyways, in scores from yesterday's games, the Yankees, of course, over Oakland 5-4. Tampa Bay also won, defeating Cleveland 8-2. The Red Sox won again, but, you know, the Red Sox are winning and the Yankees are still winning, and everybody else in front of the Red Sox is winning. Red Sox beat the Angels 4-3. Last night, the Mets lost to Philadelphia by a score of 5-2. So if you take a look at the standings, Major League standings, as it looks right now, the American League East, of course, the Yankees have the best record in baseball, 90-48. They are 10 games in front of Tampa Bay, 15.5 in front of Boston. Tampa Bay is a half game out of the second wild card. The Red Sox are 5 games out of the second wild card. Minnesota, of course, going to win their division. Cleveland, they might not even get in the wild card. They've lost 3 in a row. Out west, Houston, 60-89-49, in first place by 10 games over Oakland. The National League, Atlanta, is leading Washington by 5.5 games. Washington has a four-and-a-half game advantage in the wild card. And the Central, St. Louis, has a 3-game lead over the Cubs. The Cubs are tied in the wild card. Dodgers, of course, have a huge lead, 18 games over the Arizona. Now I'm back. So that's a that's a look at that. I guess we could let's see if I can find this here. Congratulations to the UConn men. They won their first football game of the season. But yesterday, Oklahoma's offense never misses a beat. I mean, their defense is, once again, questionable. But in college football, Oklahoma 49, Houston 31. All right? Michigan beat Middle Tennessee over the weekend 40-21. Texas over Louisiana Tech 45-14. Washington State crushed New Mexico State 56-7. I mean, there were some real big beatdowns. Auburn just got by Oregon 27-21. As we said, Oklahoma won big. Georgia crushed Vanderbilt 30-6. LSU over Georgia Southern 55-2. Michigan, as we said, over Middle Tennessee 40-21. Penn State got a big win, by the way. Alabama crushed Duke 42-3, and Penn State over Idaho 79-7. Wow. That's what you call a whooping. Anyways, that is a check on sports. We obviously gave Mike the morning off this morning.